Thank you. Thank you. Tracy with us last week doing a whole talk about community. And she said some surprising things like your audience isn't your community. Your customers, your clients can make up your community. And like all new things for me. So, I'm surprised. But I want to get started with Jenny. Why did you start a community?
I started a community because I speak a lot around the world. I get the opportunity to be in front of a lot of my target audience, and I realize, you know, I'm feeding a lot of information to others' audience, and I need a place to centralize those that actually connect with me, that understand, you know, where I'm coming from. And so this also gives me a great opportunity to build my own community because of the traffic pipelines that are created because of my opportunity to speak in front of others' audiences. So this is a great opportunity for me to take advantage of that.
Nice. And your community is moving forward small business, and you have a mission to help, was it 1 million businesses? 1 million small businesses?
Yeah, actually, Moving Forward Small Businesses is the name of the organization. The name of the actual membership is the Strategy Alignment and Execution Membership. And our mission is, yes, to save 1 million small businesses from failure by 2050, leveraging innovation, technology, and business strategy.
I feel like I should know this, because full disclosure, I am a member. If there was a card or a t-shirt, I would have them both. So, Zakiya Ringel, you have two communities. Why did you start them?
Well, hello, everybody. I started my two communities, one because I had a group of handmade product makers who absolutely love to get together and talk soap, and there's nowhere else they can do it in a safe space. And so that's where the Lather Lounge was born. I also have a love of technology, right? So I've built product businesses, service businesses, and all of that. And so I get a chance to share about technology in the lounge as well. So it's expanded beyond just the soap makers and just small business owners that are trying to understand the tech for growing their business online.
All right. So how long have you had your community?
So Lather Lounge has been around for about a year, and the Business Tech Lab, that's been 4 months now. That's it.
Okay. So, how long has the Strategy Alignment and Execution been around?
Okay, good.
I feel like it's longer than 2 years.
Moving Forward Small Business has been around since 2020. Around 2022, we decided to focus on the community side of things, and it took us a while to get it going. So I would say, yeah, probably about a little over 2 years, the membership, maybe three. I've lost track of time because it's 2025 now, and so I'm going, okay, I'm going to have to change some of that, those dates, because now I got to add another year to that. But I believe at least 2 years. If I go by our frameworks, I would have to say 2 years, because we're 24 frameworks in, which is a framework a month, 2 years.
Oh. So may I ask, what's the best thing or what's your favorite thing about having your own community?
Well, having your own community, the best thing for me is it's yours. You know, it's your space. You know, we're in the middle of a framework this week, and, you know, we have to build, you know, I'm trying to remember the saying that I say, but, you know, they say the money's in the list, but the new list is community. You know, you have to build a place to build real connection, real opportunities for not only the members, but the growth of your organization as well. So, you know, you look at what's going on with TikTok, you see what happened with MySpace, for those who may have been back that far. Those are not platforms that you build on and use as the foundation of your strategy. You have to build something that you own, and you have to build something that attracts people so you can build a better relationship, better opportunities with them. So that, to me, the favorite part is it's your own platform, and now you have more control over what happens in that community.
All right. I got to tell you, my favorite thing about being in your community is that you tell me the answers. Do you hear that a lot from your members?
They tell me I'm no fluff. You know, I get to the point. It's very difficult. You know, I try to look for answers. If I knew what I know now that I share in the community, I think I would be even further. You know, I can't fault the fact that I didn't know what I didn't know before. But if I can help people get to that finish line a lot faster, it is a lot easier than you could have realized it. It's the prime example of, you know, not hearing something at a dinner table. Now it sounds like something that is not possible. If you didn't hear it at your dinner table, then all of a sudden you hear about it and you're like, that's it. That's all it takes to get this thing done. And it sounds so simple, but it's not a language you are used to hearing. So that's why I like to share, you know, and you know, being in my community, every time I share, I'm like, I'm sharing everything. There's literally nothing you cannot ask me, because that's the stuff that people really want to know.
Yeah.
You know, Zakiya, you know, she's in the community as well. And I'm just like, hey, and you're like, what, why? And I'm like, well, because blah, 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 blah. And you're just like, oh. And I'm just like, you know, so I'll share my weaknesses. I'll share my flaws, you know, just so people can understand, you know, we as community leaders, we still are human. So, yeah, I messed up big last week. Here's what happened. So hopefully you won't make that same mistake. And I have no problem sharing that in a place where we're all there for the same reason, for the advancement and the support of each other.
Yeah. So, Zakiya kicked off her community with an event. Help me with the name, Zakiya. I want to say
Handcrafted Live, the virtual Silk Summit.
Yes. So I love watching Zakiya live. I love watching her make the soap by hand. I like seeing her cut it, and she even showed me how she wraps it. And she's just giving me so much. She even took me shopping with her to get the ingredients, and I love that. But I've never done it because I am scared of the math. But being a part of her event, everybody was so nice. It was like, if I made a mistake, I feel like it would be okay and that you would help me. Zakiya, what do people tell you is their favorite part about being in your community?
So if it's the leather lounge community, it feels like a safe space. And unless you're a maker, you don't really have, your family will listen to you talk about your creations for about 5 minutes. But other product makers will talk to you about that thing because they're going through the same experience. Where are you getting your ingredients? We're all struggling with supply chain right now. The prices are insane. So we share resources in terms of, hey, XYZ is having a sale. Have you gone there? But then we leverage master classes for the things that they're saying, oh, I'm struggling with this. So can we dig deeper into that particular topic or introducing a new product in their product line?
That's very nice. And I got to tell you, my favorite thing about Business Tech Lab is that you keep me up on the new technology. And you show me, you walk me through how to use it. Jim, I love that about your community too, that you show me how to go through these tools. So,
yeah,
if nobody ever told you through this, the walkthrough is like the best part of knowing you guys.
Thank you.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, Jimmy, we said that Zakiya is hosting an event to start her community. And she's got another one coming up. I want to say it's March.
Yeah, but that's not my event. I'm producing another conference, the Lavender Conference. But I should tell you, I didn't start my community until Sabrina, who I thought was, is she speaking or no? She said, where's your community for this thing? Right? So it was in the 11th hour where I said, oh, no, I probably should go ahead and do that for the Lather Lounge. So shout out to having people in your circle that see something in you that you might be missing, because that was extremely relevant at the time. It was like, wait a minute. And my keynote speaker for the conference, you know what her topic was?
Community.
Community. Her keynote speech was community is the new economy. And, like, I have her on this, and that's who I actually went on the cruise with. She has the Indie Business Network. And the amazing part about that was I saw it unfold with my community. It was hearing her talk about it, being in Jimmy's community, hearing Sabrina say, wait a minute, what are you doing for your business? Where it was like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. So, really, I think one other part about that is not just the community you have for your business, but the community that you surround yourself with as a small business owner is so, so, so important as well.
Yeah. Shout out to Sabrina Tika of Tika Talks. I love Tika Talks. When is your next Surf Summit? That's for the Lavender Lounge.
Oh, September. We'll do it annually. I was going to try and do semi-annual, but no. Mm-mm. Okay. The way my life is set up, it'll be once a year.
All right. Jimmy, how did your community get kicked off? What was the catalyst? What was the starting point of it?
Yeah, it wasn't really a catalyst that started the community. I always knew I was going to do it. Mm-hmm. It was just really finding the time and energy to actually do it, you know. If I look at the stages of moving forward small business, you know, I think about, well, why did we start moving forward small business in the first place? And it was to just give people the direct answer to get things going. When I started moving forward small business and just at the height of the start of the pandemic, which was around April, is actually when I started it, you know, I reached out to about a half a dozen to a dozen colleagues that were all speakers, and I said, look, can you give me some training, record a video, but I don't want an hour-long workshop. I want like a 15 to 20-minute extremely actionable thing. And the reason why is because everybody was kind of stuck. You know, there was no more offline, you know, there was no event, there were no events, there was no going to the store, there was anything. So anybody who hadn't made that transition to digital, were just kind of stuck. They didn't know what to do to make money. And so I was like, you know, these people need very, very quick ways of getting online. They need very quick ways to be effective online. And that's what I asked my community of other speakers and trainers to give me something to pull together so I could offer something. So it wasn't just me trying to come up with all this content. And that was the birth of Moving Forward Small Business. So it was more of an initiative back then. And then as I looked at it and said, wow, this has something, we turned it into a more or less of a business to create more of this content. And then I had the need to go, look, I should look into the community aspect because I wasn't speaking in person, but of course I was still doing the online speaking, and I expanded that. And it wasn't until 2022 when I said, now I have the time to focus on launching it. So it was more of a soft launch. I never really had a strong kick. And what I really wanted to do was focus on building out what it was. And that took me almost a year of just kind of formulating the structure, looking at how I would make this a unique organization, different from other training sites. I trained for SCORE. I trained for the SBA, which is the Porter SCORE, and the New York Public Library for small businesses. And I have a very unique way of teaching, I think, and you can tell me if I do or not, Vicki, as well. And so at that point, now in 2025, the beginning of this, our annual plan is 5,000 to 10,000 new members, but now we feel we have a lot of things in place. That took us 2 years to create frameworks, a specific type of system. And perfecting it now so we can prepare ourselves for influx of a lot of members and how we're going to evolve again. So I would almost look at now as a number one, a huge benchmark point, but the possible real kickoff of our community, even though our community is up and moving.
Okay. I'm nosy, so.
But you know, you can ask me anything. I'm like that.
Why 10,000 members?
Somebody planted it in my head. and I actually believe it's doable. I speak in front of tens of thousands of people, and I will this year. And part of our goal is a lot of podcast guesting, as well as picking up numerous speaking events around within the United States and around the world. And we've gotten very focused on who we're trying to attract. And one of the big things we're focused on is we're doing a lifetime membership into our community. So, and that's more of a, that's part of a tactic. If we're going to reach 1 million small businesses, we need to really, we need to make a splash. And to give away 5,000 annual lifetime memberships where we don't get that monthly or yearly recurring revenue, from a financial standpoint, sucks a little bit, but that's not the bigger picture. The bigger picture is, what am I going to do when I get the 5,000 in? That's where the real magic happens, because we think about the sponsorship of the community, the sponsorship opportunities, the advertising opportunities, the relationships that we can go after to build. I'm a big very strategic partnership guy. Those numbers will give us what we need to move even faster. So this is part of a bigger plan. So that 5 to 10,000 is something still we can do this year, because we have certain things in place. We're looking at media opportunities, showing up in the media, whether that's TV, radio, things like that, how we're going to do those things. What is our unique selling proposition, our unique value proposition? You know, I went on a huge case study building thing over the last month that I talk about in the community. And I've gotten some really great testimonials that we've converted to case studies. We're building a lot of top of the funnel, middle of the funnel, bottom of the funnel strategies that strictly align to membership. Our entire focus this year is membership. If it's not related to membership, we don't want to even talk about it. So that's how focused we are on this whole process. And that's what's going to get us to those numbers, because that's only phase one.
Nice. So one of my favorite things about the strategy alignment and execution is the recordings, other recordings. I also like that about Zakiya's group too. Zakiya will walk you through something. You do a video, and then she'll have, like, an audio version of it. It's like, I think of the audio version of her her walkthrough is like mini steps. Mm-hmm. So, Zakiya, also nosy. I'm being nosy, asking you, what do you have a like an amount you want to reach for your group also?
I have not gotten that far. I would say I'm definitely in the beta stages. Mm-hmm. One thing, community building is not for the faint at heart, and I think it's the way you structure it when you are first getting started. There is a lot of work involved depending on how you structure it. One of the main challenges I have in both of the communities is my people will not talk to each other. They will email me directly, and I'm like, wait a minute, we have this whole place set up for you. You said you wanted to interact with other people, but my DMs go off. So it's like they have a direct line to me. And I don't think I intentionally set it out to be that way. It was really so that they could learn with each other and be a little more hands-off, especially as we keep growing in numbers. So right now we are redesigning how that all looks and feels, especially for me, because it's a very heavy lift. You want to be there to support them. You want to be there to give them the answers to what they are asking. But I don't think we've structured it correctly for me to be able to scale it. And because if I had 1,000 people sending me a DM, I would be insane. I did pair them up. Sade said pair them up. We have matchmaking within the tool. So based on whatever their interests are, where they are in their business, we give them 3 potential matches them, and then we also schedule their first call with each other. We do the work, right? So I think what I am finding in my communities is that they want to engage with me and not necessarily with each other outside of the master classes.
It is such a benefit to have the ability to speak with Zakiya Ringo. I mean, you don't know how much of a benefit that is for me. So imagine imagine other people having the opportunity to speak with you. You know, the same thing with Jimmy. I have an opportunity to speak with him before the 10,000 people come in. So when you get to 10,000 people, you're going to be like, not right now, or there's going to be an extra fee for that. So, yeah, right now, I think it's a benefit, but you could probably still charge for that.
Yeah, and I love Sade's example, not matchmaking, but on an actual project of sorts to get them to work together. I think that would be a really good suggestion.
Yeah.
And if I could jump in on that, you know, this is where kind of a roadmap kind of comes in to really help you look at, you know, what do you have time to do versus what you can't. And I'm very vocal in my community when I let people know that they can actually reach out to me right now, but also letting them know that this is not going to be the norm. So I'm preparing people. When we do bring in the numbers, I know that it's going to change. And I'm opening up to go, I don't even know what that's going to look like. Now, being in other groups, I've seen situations where, you know, they'll start, let's say we promote lieutenants. People that are really invested in the community can step up and now become part of that leadership voice to help, you know, give some of that personal touch as you grow. So, you know, what I thought the community was going to be before and what it is now is totally different. And we should give ourselves the opportunity to let that evolve naturally, but with some guidelines, with some opportunities to go, if this, then that, or, you know, that tool, you know. So it's exciting to have it evolve, because if it's evolving, you're doing something right. And the key here is just to not let it evolve without any guidance, you know, because we can't predict, as much as we want to predict the future, we can't, but we can't control where we want it to go, so we can have a better opportunity to hypothesize the potential outcome of that. So it's exciting. You know, people think I have it together all the time, and they don't know I'm three days away from breakdowns sometimes. But that comes with the job. It's like the kid said, it's not for the faint of heart. You know, I am in the grind. But again, this is where you have to make that commitment. I've made the commitment, realizing this is it. This is my holy grail. You know, I get this right, everything works. You know, there's so many other things attached to the success of this community. And when you get to that point, you're like, nothing else matters, the blinders are up, that's when you can move at the speed of light.
Yeah. When I tell people that Jimmy has the answers, I wholeheartedly believe that. I'm willing to bet that Jimmy has the answer. Not only am I willing to bet my house, I'm willing to bet anybody else's house that Jimmy knows the answer.
You might back that up a little bit. Take that off the recording. I don't want you losing your house.
Check this out. So I have the benefit of hanging out with Jimmy, and he's doing a strategy analysis for me, for my business, for my community. So, yeah, I didn't think of all of that stuff. Like I said, Jimmy has the answer.
Yeah.
So I have a bunch of content that I've repurposed, but I haven't been distributing it like properly. So I talked to Susan again. You know what? She helped me figure it out. So you guys know the answer. And I happily tell anybody who will listen that these are the people you need to talk to for the things you guys do. So
I appreciate it.
I know I'm not the only one who tells you guys that.
No, it's just, it's about the answers based on, you know, it's our job as consultants. You know, we're consultants first. I know I am. And how can I help you? You know, and part of that is understanding you and being able to get an idea of where you're going and giving you a framework, and then us working together to figure out, well, what needs to be in that framework. I have a formula that I use. I didn't make this up. It already existed. And it is A plus B equals C. And that formula can be applied to anybody and everybody, because everybody's has a different A and a different B, but it has to equal their C. That's the formula. And I operate by that and go, all right, we need to find your A and your B, and now we can figure out what your C is. So whether it's a new entrepreneur or someone who's stuck, who's been working in the business for 10 years, or someone who's been in the business for 20 years and actually are doing 7-8 figures, but still looking to get to that next step. All their A's and their B's will equal their C's. And it's my job to figure out what that is so I can help them get to that next stage.
Yeah, I believe that. I actually have some questions written down here, but, you know, I was being nosy. Those were my own questions because I'm interested. But what was
your show?
Yeah. Benefits of having your own show. What are the key elements that define a thriving community? Zakiya, what would you say is the reason why people continually come back? Like I said, for me, it's because you know the answer.
Well, I'm hoping they think I know the answer, but I think there's also a shared purpose and a shared vision. They're all trying to get to a similar goal. It may not be exactly the same, but we're walking on a similar path. And maybe I'm just maybe 4 or 5 steps ahead because I've done exactly what they're trying to do. And I can kind of remove a lot of the challenge that they have when it comes to picking out a system for their physical products, if they have soap or lotion or sugar scrubs, or, hey, I want to build a course. How do I do that? Or, hey, I want to live stream for my business. And the reason I'm able to do that is that was the path that I walked. And so I think they see me as someone who's done something like what they want to do, and they trust me because I have built that know, like, and trust. They saw me show up consistently for almost 9 years on live streams, so they know that I was going to be there if I said I was. So I think it's that shared purpose. There's also some trust there, and then not necessarily that you have a solution, but you created a space for them to be able to explore what the answer might be. And give them some opportunities, because I will say this loud and proud, there is no blueprint for how to run your business. What I do and what Erica does and what Sabrina does, we are probably going to get very different outcomes because we're going to fill in from our own background and our own experiences. So one thing that I'm very clear with my members is I am not promising you this outcome. I'm telling you that these are the tools that I use and why they're effective, and then they're able to apply and go in it with that knowledge. I think being very transparent and honest with them really helps, and with myself, because when I was doing it, it wasn't that I knew that it was the right answer. It felt like the right answer. Or I had a conversation with the Sabrina, or I was just in a call with Jimmy, or we just had an experience where I noticed that, hey, all of these people are saying, build your list, and then they sell, like they'll launch a digital course and they sell for millions of dollars. For the regular entrepreneur, that is not the expectation that you should have starting out. And sometimes that becomes very frustrating when they don't get those results. And so I'm very transparent. Hey, I could launch and have nobody, but if I would have done these things instead, those results would be different. And that's why I'm making the recommendation for you.
But I gotta tell you, when you're helping me with my scheduler, I didn't know any of that stuff, but I gotta tell you, that was the right answer. And I'm very
well, I'm glad.
Very proud that I followed through on what you suggested.
Yeah. Well, you and I have a love for, well, I don't know, that's a love-hate relationship now with LTD. If you live in that LTD life for long enough, you will quickly run away at some point. But we have a lot of this similar tools. We're trying to do similar things. And again, maybe I was 2 or 3 steps ahead of where you were trying to go, which made it easy for me to say and share, hey, try this so that it makes sense for what you were trying to do.
I'm not sure about that. I'm just going to tell everybody. I got Missing Letter in about 2017. Set it up, never used it again. It ran on its own. Yay for automation. Met Zakiya. Hey, Zakiya, what about Missing Letter? She's like, let me look at it. And I'm like, why is it not working like yours? And she's like, did you set up all of these? I'm like, no, I didn't. So I did that, and it's working. Like, a lot better than when I set it up in 2017. So it's still going on its own. It's just more proficient now because I listen to the Tina. So Jimmy has 2 years, so that's 24 frameworks. And I was telling him today that I was very disappointed that I only completed 6 of them. I'm like, dang, I didn't even make it to the halfway mark. And he says to me, is it a part of your strategy? Because if it's not, you don't have to do them. And I'm like, so, yeah. It's just, I know that you have the answers, Jimmy, and I know if I follow through, I'm going to get the results that you tell me, and I just need to follow through. But I was kind of relieved when you told me if it wasn't part of my strategy, but I know still, if I would have did it, I could have got that answer.
Right. Now I'm going to give you the superhero line. It's not that I have the answer. The answer is inside of you. And that's it, you know, and I'll feedback off you. Zakiya, you said quite a few really empowering things here where, you know, for me, it's about frameworks. Frameworks give you guardrails to keep you on the path. And then it's up to you to figure out which path. But there's things that you know that me as a consultant would not know, but it's my job to help you see the value in it. And when you see the value in it, then you can figure out, well, what can I do with this great value? Where can it be applied? Where can it be explored? Where can it be exposed? And for me, when I was building Moving Forward Small Business, I have a great board of advisors, and they really kicked my butt, you know, to really help me figure out, well, what is the, it was almost 2 years before I started the community. When I finally figured out what was the uniqueness of Moving Forward Small Business. And, you know, it took the time of understanding who our competitors were, what were their strengths. And we have competitors that are on the same level as us, and then we were also competing with national and global brands that have unlimited resources. And, you know, they all cater to small businesses and entrepreneurs. And what we finally realized is, what is the key thing that's stopping small businesses from succeeding? It's not finances. It's not marketing. It's not human resources. It's strategy. We lack the ability to have a strong strategy and stick to it. And Cascade, which is a tool we recommend, says 9 out of 10 businesses that actually have a strategy fail. And why do they fail? They fail because of lack of execution and alignment. Well, we as entrepreneurs and small business owners tend to have 18 side hustles, and I'm saying that playfully, but we have a lot of things going on, and so it becomes very difficult to manage all of that. And believe me, I was one. I came from the music industry. I had the recording studio. I was in the group. I was, you know, I had a publishing company, and when you bounce between all of these roles, everything else stops. Because you have no one in place to keep that momentum going. And so, a year later, you're still in the same spot. And when you start to strategize, you have to start to add alignment, and you have to add, one, alignment, and you have to add accountability. And when you start to add these things, well, somebody said to do this work. And now you realize to yourself, I'm only one person. I can't do all of this. So now you're forced to go, well, if I have to focus on something specific, what out of all of this has the best potential to be, one, to generate revenue, and two, to make me happy, to keep me happy? So because who wants to be, well, and unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that are doing things that make them a lot of money, but they're extremely unhappy. That's a horrible way to go through life, okay? So this is where we realize strategy is our focus. You know, now if we look at the bigger competitors like a Bank of America who supports small businesses and American Express who has Small Business Saturday, yeah, they can outbeat us with resources. But here's one thing they're never going to do: sit with you and help you, really, really help you, work on your strategy to help you grow. You know, they're in a position where, yeah, we help small businesses, but we only help them when they already meet that certain criteria. Yeah.